approval of that on the agenda for next week.
Randy, do you have any other comment to it, or?
No, I just, you know, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I hate to see it. You know, I would agree that we have money coming in. It's not that we're losing any money yet. We still have more funding coming, so we're not having to worry about the project yet. I don't want to see it boil down to have a mile of pathway, and that's all we can have because of wetland, or, you know, I hate to see
the project
as much as been put into it and needs to be put into it to something like wetlands. It should have been addressed when they built the highway. I mean, they did the same thing over in Wyoming on that stretch coming into Mountain View. They actually had to take a piece of property and put willows in it to justify the wetlands.
We had to do the same thing on the Browns Park Road.
Yeah.
Because the wetlands going through Jesse Ewing, there was a little patch right next to the by the cattle guard down where Xander's Dickinson's now. That was mitigation.
Yep.
That little spot.
Yeah. Well, it's just,
it's a pain in the ass. I'll put it bluntly for the record.
Thank you.
Would you hand him
the swear
the jar?
Talk about the pain in my donkey.
That's a different. You've already donated to.
No, I'm not changing the words. Ass is a common name for donkey.
Okay, jail updates.
I have called Brandon Bugle a couple of times with no success of a return phone call. Senator Winterton has also seen the same frustration. He's not heard back from him either. I got an email from him this morning. I'm going to go check my email. He says, I'm going to try and get something for you before the end of commission meeting.
Bugle or Winterton?
Winterton. Senator Winterton said he would try and get back before the end of today's
meeting. So you haven't tried to get a hold of Thomas Winterton?
Yes, I have. I have talked.
But you can't get him either.
I can't get anybody. Senator Winterton has been my best source at this point, but he's not getting any information back either. So, but he said he would put some thumbs down and see what he could find out for us, if there's been any movement or calls or anything. But the number that's on the signs and everything is a very generic number into Collier's, and I'm just getting a receptionist who's taking a message saying that she will pass it on, and I haven't heard back yet.
Thanks for your efforts. Anything else on the jail?
All I've got.
Okay. Code enforcement issues. Kent, anything for code enforcement?
Nothing different.
And if we can jump back on a couple items, Kent, since you're available, any progress on the fence issue on the airport with
his office? I spoke with your surveyors, and they're getting me an actual legal description.
Okay.
And I told them it would probably be the easiest if we just did a quick claim deed or a warranty deed, have the other side sign it. And so that I'm just waiting for that legal description. That's where we
are. You haven't got that yet?
No.
Really? Okay. Apologize for that.
I had a conversation with them last week.
Yeah, I thought they sent that out like 2 minutes after they talked to you.
Okay, just a second. Who would the engineer be in?
Scott Vernon.
Vernon?
Oh. The contractor's anticipating being done with the project in 4 weeks. So that
makes things speeding up.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't see it, Brett. I can give him a call when we're finished here.
I will step out and call him right now. Yeah, it was my understanding that they said that to you, that shortly after they talked to you. Okay.
And then I can give him a call when I'm seeing.
I'll give him a call. Let you know again.
Okay, thank you.
Apologize for that.
James brought up a question as well. While that fencing contractor's there working on the airport property, would we be interested in paying him to fence off the county, the other parcel of county property that's adjacent to the airport? Is there a need for that? I just told him I'd bring it up for discussion. You know what I'm talking about.
Into the part that's in with, it's not, you want to put a cross fence across our property?
That was just the question that came up on that agricultural piece of property.
You're talking on the northwest corner? Where there are no two cows?
Yep.
I thought there was already a cross fence there.
Just has to be a cross fence across the...
There's a fence running east,
the phone number,
east-west on both sides of that property, but not defining...
Depends off the county property from Bob's property.
The west side of the county property.
Okay.
And the east side of Bob's property doesn't have a cross fence.
See if that helps.
Okay.
There is a cross fence in there somewhere.
Looked at it, it's not.
No. Because they were able to take their horses from the one.
That's separation of Bob's property.
Okay, that's Bob's property separated.
We've got to go back down to the east to get to the property boundary between Bob and the county.
I was thinking it's a fence of Bob.
It's fenced in to his property, and you have to know where the... you can tell by the way the fence is built, but he still left it.
Because he was able to put his horses on one side of his property. And then
those are both his parcels.
Okay. And then on our piece, we lease our piece to him as well?
I don't know what the lease agreement is.
When we looked into it before a long time ago, you guys didn't have a lease agreement.
That's what I thought.
That's the last time I heard when I asked about the same question. I don't think there's an agreement.
So if
is it being used?
It's being used.
Paid?
Yep.
Hay and
irrigated,
pastured
hay.
Do we get paid?
Not to my knowledge, not to my understanding. So that was, I think that was part of the thought process that James was having. If we fenced it and could control access, then we could legitimately lease it either to Bob or someone else, but have it fenced so that it could be used independently.
Well, so the question is do we want to take control of it and fence it so that somebody can lease it from us besides Bob? I think you could go back and ask Chad Reed what the agreement was that the county made with Bob Kissick.
That's when it happened.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Part of the discussion I remember is that he's the only one that really could use the property.
He's using his
from
water.
From a grazing perspective, the haying's a whole other ballgame.
But it's his water.
It's his water.
That's the part. We don't have any
that's
water.
Irrigating. He's irrigating it with his water.
Yeah.
So if you lease it to somebody else and they don't have the water, they really can't do it.
It's dried up is what it'll do.
I'm not saying that
you bought it without water?
That Bob wouldn't be the one.
I don't know what the agreement was.
To use
clear
it.
Before we were ever involved in it.
I'm not aware it's People's Canal. I'm not aware that we have any shares of People's
well, I
Water.
It was assigned to the ground, though.
Well, you can, at least with Sheep Creek, you can move water to different ground. I don't know how People's is, but...
Well, you can...
It's a different...
We don't have a
it's part
ditch
of the,
right away
it's part of the
coming out of that canal. He does.
It, Now, let me back up a little bit just for accuracy. The water that's being used might be Chad Reed's water. But Chad told me at one point that he was letting Bob use some of his water from people's. So I'm not sure who owns the water, but it may not be Bob.
But it's the same as Sheep Creek. You got to have so many shares to let water out.
Right.
To have a weir.
Yeah.
But that, I wondered that back when I came in as a commissioner, what the agreement was. And to my non-activity, I haven't found out what the agreement was. I've talked it a little bit, but not. I think it's of a more valuable use right now than it would be to have take it away from Bob and then having cut a ditch and not have water go into it.
Sure.
And as long as it stays in ag.
Yeah. Yeah, and he may very well be the one that the likely person to use it. And I'm not trying to start a fight with him, but but just to look out for county resources and assets, I think that would be it's a fair question to ask.
Yeah. We need to have some ideas before we, you know, just landlock it and not have any water or anything else to. We'll have to allow somebody else to lease it. We'd have to provide water or some kind. Or that would be a possibility. Yeah.
If Chad can answer that question, I'll ask him. That'd be good to know the history. So I just wanted to bring that up. It's kind of correspondence, I guess. But
yeah.
Legislation discussion, any more discussion about that? Are there any citizens that would like to make comment today?
Me again. I received a telephone call from Cody. He's a Duchesne city councilman a few days ago, and then I talked to him again more yesterday. He has an investor/developer named Sundrop Eco Villages that's just looking for information about doing a resort/condos in Dutch John. Cody's not real sure the scale, how large they're doing, but they were interested in looking to see if we had any possible RDA opportunities that they could, you know, utilize on that. He knows that whatever the scope of the size of the project, it would be a combination of short-term rentals, permanent homes, and some employee housing within the units. He wants it to be a mixed use. The idea is that the square footage would be starting at approximately 800 square feet per unit, but he wasn't sure how much larger they would get on that. They're looking for possibly 50 to 100 acres. Brian tried to help me with the GIS part of it, but I got lost in the shuffle. I need more experience in that one there. This group is associated with the University of Utah environmental experimentation stuff, and they're looking to do some building projects in rural communities only that are trying to making them friendlier, where they don't use as much water, they don't use as much electricity, that type of stuff. His question was, would it be more beneficial to have this group come to a commission meeting or a closed session to explain their project, what they're looking at doing, on stuff like that?
I would say yes. You know, it's good that you can bring it to us, but I mean, that puts all the burden on you, and they're the ones that they have to know. Does John provide 800 square foot?
Yes, I confirm that.
They will let him put 800
square
foot.
But I don't know about. I don't know. He wasn't 100. He said they wanted to start at 800, but I'm sure if it was a little bit more, they changed their mind. But He was just curious if it would be better for him to come to the commission first to see what there was, but they were looking for if there was any RDA type opportunities. He asked me if I had an idea.
I'd need an updated map to know what we've sold, not sold, what we've committed to, or not.
See, and that's where Brian and I were at, is I'm not sure what's available and what's not.
I don't know the specifics either, to Jack's point, but certainly there is RDA property that I think we would be interested in having the discussion about.
Okay.
Which one would work for them and which is available, I don't know.
Could you get us a Dutch John map that shows land ownership that reflects whatever, with working with the recorder's office, and see if we're all up to date?
So Brian brought it to my attention that there was still at least one that was missing, and I went down and got with Brianne, and she sent that over, and it's been updated on our GIS layer.
So are you pretty confident that layer's up to date then?
I am not. So ultimately, it's going to be a process. I know that there was somewhere between the transition of our previous GIS helper that was third party, some transactions happened that were missed, and the one that I went hunting for yesterday, we had fixed.
Okay.
But any other transactions that you guys have accomplished, I can have Brianne do a good call, but I had to go ask her for the one that was missing.
Has the airport reparceling been added?
I have not seen the airport one. The one that I was referring to is parcel 408, right there, that fireworks parcel. We just got that updated yesterday. That it was gone.
Yeah.
So what's the best path forward to make sure that is up to date? Do we just need to request all the RDA transactions from Brianne in the last 5 years and make sure?
Off one by one is going to be the easiest way.
Okay.
How long do you, can you, after you take a look at it, can you give us an idea of how long that'll take you?
So anything that's been cut out of the middle of the parcel will take a little bit longer, but like the Jesse Lastly properties were a lot combo, and that took 3 minutes once we got the information sent over. So it could be a very quick process with me not having the knowledge of all your transactions.
There'll be some tough ones like the airport.
Right.
Which was a reshaping.
There was a survey, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one consisted of some boundary adjustments and reparcel and parceling. So what can you take that and run with it? Or do you need us to, if you do need something from us, let us know.
Problem.
That would be good to get that up to.
I'm just guessing for a target date, is 2 weeks too soon?
Ultimately, that depends on how long it takes for us to get the information. Once we have the information, it goes pretty quickly. So I'll get with touch base with Brianne and find out what her process is going to be. And if we have to review every parcel in Dutch John, there's not a ton of them. So
in terms of RDA?
Correct.
Okay.
Our previous RDA. So I'll tentatively, if you can give me 2 weeks, I'll have a pretty good answer for you.
Okay. Thank you.
That brings up another thought. What's our process of finding out what people are doing with the property we've sold? You know, like Lastly,
it's on the airport bench.
And down by the post office.
Philip Timothy.
Yeah, Timothy, that's the restaurant.
That's a good question.
We need to follow up on them, you know, and even the hospital property they were talking about, starting to develop that. And
it's where listed, we at? I think, still.
I think we need to find a way to keep, so that somebody asks me a question or you guys a question, I can say, instead of saying, well, I don't know, you know, we can, you know, because it's hearsay what I know about what Timothy's doing, you know, but it's got to be coming up on a date that we set for him to have to be starting to do something.
I'd have to look at the contracts to know.
But I think, so that's what I'm saying.
Some of them we don't even have dates on because they bought them outright without a participation.
Yeah, Timothy was one without a participation.
We actually ran across one of those the other day. Brian and I were looking for a participation agreement.
And we
at this point.
We did one of them without an agreement. But I think there's got to be a way that we keep up with them better. In my opinion,
for sure.
Because we lose track of it. Same with Lincoln. Yeah. I mean,
right.
I can give you.
I know his time's up.
Well, we gave an extension.
I know, yeah, but it's,
that one's up too.
Well, figure out how
Lincoln. We were doing an extension, but we have not finalized that extension. He had had one extension. We were trying to finalize the second one. We'd agreed on some things, but not. It hasn't been signed. So I can give you the ones I have, and I'm sure you've got more. All of the commissioners would know more, and we can go back and start looking for them. Because I too would like to have them read that. It would be very important.
Okay. That's a great point, Randy. Can we do a sub line under RDA to remind us of those agreements on the agenda? Just something like RDA, you know, we've got RDA agency, the redevelopment agency, on the agenda for issue updates. If we just did something even next to that saying participation agreements. Okay. I think that'll help remind us.
You know, does it have to be every time? I don't know.
No, you can always say nothing new to report or whatever.
Yeah, just
like we do with some of the other.
But we want to have it so that if there's a line item there, if it comes up, we can take time to do something there, not just discuss it and say, is there anything we need to be able to work on it somewhere?
Good point, Randy.
Yeah, I think it needs to be well coordinated with GIS and the recorder's office, because even clicking on them right now, I'm finding anomalies.
Is Brianne here by chance? I'd like to know what is the process when there's a parceling that happens to make sure that GIS gets the information and can adequately update the system.
For instance, the property we sold Matt Lucas on 191, adjacent to 191, is not defined in this map.
And we actually changed the action that we were doing on that and ended up selling the property, right?
That's my recollection. And then the...
What about his property that he's already...
The new subdivision.
New subdivision. Is that on here?
I don't
know. Yes. That was the survey plot map that we did receive that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think we're up to date from a GIS perspective on everything that we've received is updated on.
And I actually, to correct you, Matt, I think that property on 191 is still in RDA because it hasn't been transferred.
That's what my understanding was about the commercial property.
Right, the Red Tail.
The Red Tail.
Yeah.
Well, I thought
was that it had not closed, but it has been subdivided.
Yeah.
So
it's the subdivision doesn't show.
So the subdivision should show, but should still show the RDA, I believe,
right. So we haven't
transferred. The owner. Right, because of the whole easement stuff.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. Yep. Okay.
And the state parks one has been done.
Yeah, that should have recorded already.
State parks, the airport.
Actually, it's something's weird with, maybe it's there. It just has the subdivision. It doesn't have the ownership. The lot divided out, it shows that. But it doesn't show who owns it. That one's closed, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So you'll just have to go lot by lot and figure them out. And then in the GIS system, maybe not to the public part, it'd be nice, and I know it's doable. Jesse? Within the, you can decide what goes out to the public on the public site for this map, of this parcel map, in terms of what's attached to it. Is there a chance that you or your staff have figured out, have learned the part where you can add a lot of, and maybe it'd be also through the recorder's office, that these participation agreements and anything attached to that property can be in a file that could be available either to us or within the departments, not necessarily to the public website, so that, to Randy's point, when we want to look up what the end dates are on a participation agreement or something that's assigned to a parcel, we can retrieve that or look it up more efficiently than what we're trying to get to right now.
That there is a way to do it. It's kind of painstaking. So ultimately, the way that COINS stores the data, uh-huh. which is where the participation agreements, abstracts, well, everything's going to be stored. Anything physical is stored in COINS. To purge that data out, other than just raw metadata like the date, the owner's name, the information that we already purge out is cumbersome, but it can be done. To create an internal map for.
Well, or if it's already available through COINS, do you have access to COINS? So I guess we just have to stay with the departments for now. But I know that in more robust GIS systems, that can be done.
Yeah.
Whether we've done it. And I don't know if it was ever started and maybe we've tossed it, but...
No, it's easy to do. Just where the data is the problem. To purge that data from COINS is a difficulty.
They don't speak to each other that easily?
Correct.
What about even just the scanned documents?
I mean, somebody can scan and attach specific documents to an internal map.
If they're already scanned in, which I'm assuming they likely would be through the recorder's office, then it maybe isn't so. That step might be already done. It's just a matter of assigning it to a spot in the server so that it can be retrievable when somebody's using the GIS system, right?
That's correct. It would be a matter of duplicating that data. You don't want to have multiple sources.
No, you want to have a base. Data point or database.
Yeah, as the steward for that data, I'm pretty protective over it, and so I wouldn't want multiple people reaching into that pot. But if we were to duplicate that data, the data that's important to what you're looking for, it'd be very easy to put it on a parcel map.
Okay.
Would you be okay to take a short recess? Okay, we'll take a short recess.